This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Eureka police arrested two people in connection with a burglary at a storage building on West 2nd Street that houses property belonging to the Betty Chin Center early yesterday morning. Chin was called to the scene and found that a large amount of property, including supplies that were to be distributed to low-income college-bound students, was missing. Eureka police were tipped off to the burglary through second-hand information, and POP officers spotted two people sitting on a large amount of property near a group of transients on West 3rd Street at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Chin was brought to the scene and identified some of that property as that which was stolen from the warehouse, but that much more was missing. Officers arrested 27-year-old Brittany Johnson and 49-year-old Daniel Gurley, and both were booked into jail. The investigation is ongoing, however, as police attempt to track down the rest of the stolen property. The Eureka Police Department has issued a be on the lookout for an at-risk missing woman and her 19-month-old daughter. EPD issued a press release yesterday asking for the public's help in locating 37-year-old Eureka resident Natalie Wright, who was last seen on Monday evening. Police report that Wright had been in regular contact with family and friends and that she had received death threats before her disappearance. Wright is an adult white female with light brown hair and a small star tattoo on her cheek. The Sheriff's Office has issued an updated version of its most wanted poster for Southern Humboldt. The update was needed after deputies arrested one of the men on that list, Sean Stringfellow. Acting on an anonymous tip, deputies found Stringfellow walking along Redwood Drive in Redway on Tuesday afternoon. Stringfellow, wanted on drug warrants, was arrested and booked into county jail. The Sheriff's Office reports that since they began the Most Wanted Poster program in 2015, they have arrested dozens of people wanted for a variety of crimes, and many of those arrests were the direct result of tips received from the public. Next week, the California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies will beef up traffic patrols over the 4th of July holiday in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. Since the first of the year, there have been 18 traffic fatalities, and this week has been particularly deadly. Sometime between Saturday and Monday, the driver of a vehicle on Highway 96 north of Hoopa lost control of the car and it slammed into the hillside before plunging into the Trinity River. It's believed the driver's body remains in the car and the location has made recovering the vehicle difficult due to the terrain. In Eureka on Tuesday evening, the 39-year-old driver of a motorcycle lost his life when he ran into a vehicle while headed southbound on Broadway. That victim was thrown from his bike as it careened into a parking lot and he suffered fatal injuries. And it was on Tuesday night at about 10:30, a Eureka man lost his life in a head-on collision on Highway 101 just south of Murray Road in McKinleyville. The victim was driving southbound in the northbound lanes and lost his life in the collision. The second driver was slightly injured. Impairment is considered a factor in that incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There could be trouble brewing between the residents of the friendly city of Fortuna and the county over marijuana cultivation and production regulations and operations. Last month, Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley said on Talk Shop that current county land use regulations allow for marijuana industry operations to be opened directly next to the boundary that separates cities from the county. Wheatley said that residents of Fortuna may not want to see or smell a marijuana operation over their back fence and that the county erred in not creating a buffer zone. Wheatley sees more issues ahead.
We actually just had a notification of another zoning clearance being issued, which is right up on the edge of a neighborhood up by Knob Hill. So we did ask for some mitigation in terms of some of the impacts on the neighborhood in terms of odor and lighting, and we will see where this goes.
Wheatley said that there are concerns over safety and nuisances that would be an issue with any other ag product and that lawsuits may be filed.
Unfortunately, I think some of the situations that I'm seeing that are springing up as a direct result out of some of the land use decisions that the county's been making is they're headed towards litigation. So individual property owners are faced with no other choice but to pursue litigation to remedy it.
You can listen to Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley talk shop and marijuana by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.